This is Forced Migration Review, Issue 61, June 2019. Developing Ethical Guidelines for Research by Christina Clark Kazak. The IASFM has agreed on an international code of ethics to guide research with displaced people. Challenges that arose during its development merit continued discussion. Despite the depth and breadth of the field of forced migration studies, until recently there were no specific ethical guidelines for research with displaced people. While the Refugee Studies Center at the University of Oxford had adopted ethical guidelines for good research practice, endnote 1, these drew on existing general provisions from the Association of Social Anthropologists of the Commonwealth, and were not specifically adapted to forced migration contexts. There's an important emerging literature on ethics and displacement, endnote 2, but researchers lacked a practical, comprehensive set of guidelines on which there was interdisciplinary and cross-sectoral consensus. This gap became apparent to Canadian-based researchers in the context of the resettlement of Syrians to Canada in 2015 and 16. Increased public, media, and government interest, combined with a proliferation of research projects with Syrians, revealed a gap in understanding around how the general ethical principles of voluntary informed consent, respect for privacy, and do no harm should be applied to forced migration contexts. In particular, many academic and community-based researchers who had not previously worked with refugees lacked awareness of the specific ethical challenges posed by non-citizens' precarious legal status and their dependence on private sponsors, governments, and service providers. In response, York University's Center for Refugee Studies, the Canadian Council for Refugees, CCR, endnote 3, and the Canadian Association for Refugee and Forced Migration Studies, CARFMS, partnered to develop ethical considerations for research with refugees, endnote 4, plus tools for community organizations and refugees who are asked to participate in research, endnote 5. Building on these Canadian-specific guidelines, the International Association for the Study of Forced Migration, IASFM, undertook to develop a broader code of ethics, endnote 6, which was adopted by the membership in November 2018 and is reproduced below. From the development of these documents in Canada and internationally, several lessons can be drawn. First, widespread consultation and collaboration were essential in order to understand the perspectives and needs of displaced people, non-governmental organizations, NGOs, who are respondents, gatekeepers, and researchers, and researchers. Workshops at CCR, CARFMS, and IASFM conferences allowed us to reach a range of stakeholders and build consensus despite diverging perspectives. Second, it was important to strike a compromise between colleagues who were skeptical of guidelines and codes as inherently limiting, and those who wanted practical, prescriptive tools that would guide them when faced with ethical dilemmas in research. At the international level, this challenge was compounded by the acknowledgement that ethics are culturally constructed and thus context-specific. As a result, the Canadian documents are more detailed and audience-specific, while the IASFM Code of Ethics is more normative and principles-based. Third, the development of these documents required those drafting them to squarely address power inequalities in the production of knowledge. There were frank conversations about the relative privilege of researchers, particularly those based in the Global North who had no personal experience with forced migration. In the Canadian context, inspiration was drawn by efforts to decolonize methodologies in Indigenous research, including the development of ethical guidelines for research with First Nations, Métis, and Inuit people. Despite these efforts, the lead drafter of all the documents is a white Canadian, and the resulting resources inevitably reproduce unequal power relations. The Canadian and IASFM documents are framed as considerations and critical reflections, respectively, to highlight the fact that ethical research is an ongoing process, and they should thus be seen as starting points for ongoing reflection and action. By Christina Clark Kazak. Available at CCLARKKA at uottawa.ca. Associate Professor, School of Public and International Affairs, University of Ottawa. https://uniweb.uottawa.ca/#members/2796. President, IASFM. Available at http://iasfm.org. The IASFM Code of Ethics. Context. Research with people in situations of forced migration poses particular ethical challenges because of unequal power relations, legal precariousness, extreme poverty, violence, the criminalization of migration, politicized research contexts, the policy relevance of our research, and/or dependence on government and non-governmental services and funding. However, research ethics boards, REBs, are not always aware of these particular ethical issues. Some countries and institutions do not have REBs, and some kinds of research are not subject to REB approval. In this context of heightened risks of research and uneven institutional accountability for research ethics, the International Association for the Study of Forced Migration, IASFM, hereby proposes this code of ethics for research with people in situations of forced migration. Similarly to how indigenous research methodologies incorporate a broad, engaged, and critical notion of ethics that recognizes power differentiations and the agency of the participants within exploitative research histories, this document sets forth principles that are starting points for respectful research. Endnote 7. It is intended to reflect the broad diversity of our membership, including those involved in gathering information, whether in an academic or community setting, as well as those who are asked to take part in research. That being said, we acknowledge that this is not a comprehensive nor exhaustive document, but rather a starting point for active, critical engagement with ethical issues. Definitions, endnote 8. Research is defined as any activity that involves data collection and knowledge creation for, with, and by people in situations of displacement. This includes, but is not limited to, interviews, focus group discussions, surveys, experiments, observation, and access to case files and administrative data. While not all of these activities are necessarily subject to formal ethics approval, this document contains important principles that apply to anyone involved in research-related activities with people in situations of forced migration. A researcher is anyone who conducts research, including students, academics, scholar practitioners, and service providers collecting data for accreditation, reporting, analysis, and/or evaluation. The term, quote, people in situations of forced migration, end quote, includes a broad spectrum of displacement, including asylum seekers, refugee claimants, those with refugee status, people whose refugee claims have been rejected, trafficked persons, and internally displaced persons. This document applies to research with all people who have been forced to leave their homes, regardless of the reason for their displacement, and therefore is not just focused on those who have refugee status. A gatekeeper is anyone who formally or informally controls access to people in situations of forced migration. Examples include government authorities, self-appointed leaders of groups, service providers, and heads of family or household.